Ultimately, one of the highest level of achievements in Yahadus, in Ruchnius, maybe the highest level, is for a person to reach Avas Hashem, to love Hashem, Avtes Hashem Elokecho. That seems to be what Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim is all about. If on Rosh Hashanah the motif is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim, then Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim seems to be built on V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecho. That's the first parasha of Kriya Shema, the Avas Hashem. How to get there, what's the formula? We know there's a lot of discussion. And I noticed the Evan Shlomo brings from the Goyin that he says as follows. He says, Torah u'mitzvahs yesh b'yad ha'odom lahasigon. A person can achieve Torah and mitzvahs. You learn, you do the mitzvahs. Aval yiro ve'ahavo penimis, the true internal sense of this, I guess it means the yiras horoimimus, an appreciation of Hashem and the love of Hashem. Ze ein biyad ha'odom v'hu matas elikim. Says, it's not biyad a person to achieve. It's a gift from Hashem. Elo, kishe'odom oise es shaloi. When a person does the Torah and the mitzvahs, what he's supposed to do, to bring him v'hoyu advorim o'ele, oz Hashem lo yimona toiv la'hoilchem betomim. Hashem will not withhold the good from such person that goes bitmimus with Hashem, and such a person will be zeiche to Avas Hashem. So it's not a very simple level, a simple thing to achieve. It requires our effort, and then a special siyata d'shmaya. The Sipurnu in Parashas Nitzovim, in the Parashas Hatshuva, elaborates a little bit on some of these requirements. According to the Sipurna, the way he learns is that there's a machlokes rishonim. Some say that this is a nevuah about what will happen to Klal Yisrael. The Sipurna is clearly with those that say that it talks about the mitzvah of tshuva, of coming back to Hashem. Vashivoy sel vovecho, he says, Yisboinin bechelkei hasoyser usishiv melevovcho yachtov. Persons should look inside himself, and all the contradictions, I guess, the confusions that's there, lahavchino emes min hasheker, to discern between true and false, was that takir kamo rochakto meyakel yisal b'deus u'min hogem shaloi toyrosoi, and he'll recognize how much he's distanced himself from Hashem, and he sees all the spiritual confusion that he has. Then what's going to happen? V'shavta ad Hashem elokecho. This is the mitzvah. Tiyet shuvoscho kedei lasus retzayin koincho bilvad. Yeah. A person should do tshuva for one purpose, to do the Ratzon Hashem. Not for ulterior motives, but just, I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. I recognize that this is what's right, and I want to do oise, like the Rambam's Loshon, oise emes, mipnei shu emes. I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. V'zuhi ha'tshuva sh'omru zal, sh'magas at kisei ha'kovid. This is the tshuva that Chazal said that reaches the kisei ha'kovid. This is the ultimate tshuva. A person has come ultimately close, intimately close, fully, as much as possible. When he does this, he returns to Hashem only with one thing in mind, to do the Ratzon Hashem. V'shamato bekoilo kichol asher anochi mitzavcho hayoyim. Listen to what he tells us, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu in the name of Hashem commands you today. Lo yimitzes anoshim lumodo, not to do it perfunctorily, you know, just like outward actions, but with sincerity, with feeling. Others will come to recognize, your children will also come to recognize. Then he says, b'chol levovcho uv'chol nafshecho, b'chol levovcho shloi tistapek b'zeh. Shouldn't have any sveikus about it, no doubt. You should come to the point where you recognize the chashivus of the Torah and of Hashem and of what our purpose in life is, that the taivus that I have, the desires that pull me away, will not prevent me any longer because I have this deep recognition. Then Veshavi Kibetzcha goes on the pasuk, and then the last pasuk in that parasha says, "Umol Hashem Elokecha Zavovcha Veslavam Zarechol Ahavo." Hashem will circumcise, so to speak, remove the orla that covers your heart, and then you'll come to love Hashem. So he says as follows: Yegale einecho losur mikol tos me'arbev hasechel miyedias ha'eves. Hashem will open your eyes to be able to see your way away from all the mistakes or any mistake that confuses the seichel from seeing truth. When will this happen? Kishetishtade ledovcha boy. When you will strive to come close to Hashem. Ledovcha dveikus means this intimate connection with Hashem. Be'oifen shetaker tuvoy v'toyaveu be'echroch, in a way that you will recognize His good and the love will come be'echroch, it'll come me'mela. V'zeh yase leman chayecho le'ol me'ad, this is what you're going to do, and through this you'll be rewarded for le'ol me'ad forever and ever for that. So it seems that a few things over here. Number one, the poshut pshat is that be'ofen shetaker tuva shetoaveo behechruch, it's not the pshat of you should be mishtadel lidovek in such a way, because he's saying pshat in the posuk. The posuk says, "Amol Hashem lekech zavov chesalav zarecho le'ahavo." So the Hashem will make it that you will be able to love Hashem. It's going to be, Hashem is going to remove the interference, remove the orlas halev, that you will be able to do that. So kishtad ledovka bo beoifen shetakir tuvoy, this is what Hashem is doing. Hashem is bringing, like the Goyin said, Hashem is bringing you to this level of love. How is He bringing you to this level of love? Kishtad ledovka bo, when a person strives to come close to Hashem, to be dovek b'Hashem, then what's going to happen is that Hashem is going to help him to recognize the goodness of Hashem, because without recognizing the goodness of Hashem, a person is not going to love Hashem. That's the definition of the basis of love. And when you recognize the tuv Hashem, the goodness of Hashem, which will be gifted to you because you have attempted to be, attempted ledovek bo, when you recognize that gift that you're getting from Hashem and the recognition of the tuv Hashem, then the love will come memela. So this idea of love, loving Hashem, and the overwhelming confusion that it engenders, and the thought of it's beyond me and love Hashem, and how do I love Hashem, and I don't know what it's all about, and how do I relate to that? Well, there seems to be a formula. The formula seems to be kishetishtada ledovka boy, when we strive to come close to Hashem, okay, then memela, what will happen is He will remove the interference and He will allow us to recognize His goodness, and memela, the love will come pouring forth. But it seems that to get to that kish tishtadel ledovkaboy, or the tishtadel ledovkaboy, seems to be a reference to the previous psukim, where it's v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. And the previous psukim said that a person has to focus himself that I want to do the Rasa Hashem. So in other words, to try to connect with Hashem is not just a spiritual thing that, oh, I'm spiritually connected and I feel Hashem in my life, in my bones, in my whatever. No, it's about, number one, I want to return to Him, come close to Him, v'shavto, to return in order to do His rasan. That's one aspect. It must be that doing the rasan. It requires also that it's not mitzvah hanoshim lemod. I'm not doing things by rote, but I'm rather doing them with feeling, with appreciation, with the proper desire. And it requires shloi tistapik bozeh. I don't have doubt about it, and that I'm not going to. The taiva is not going to. I'm not going to allow the taiva to interfere with my following this path when I come to realize who Hashem is. So it seems that there is a formula, a system for a person to come to Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem ultimately is a gift. And it's a gift that once a person has that, he feels this closeness, he feels this tveikus, he feels this bitocho, and he feels everything. I mean, his whole life is different. But it's an avoido. It requires action, doing the Rotzen Hashem. It requires tshuva, attempting to change and improve the things that I do. It requires to resolving doubt that I have. If I have areas that confuse me, that's going to interfere. So I have to work on that. If I do have any questions, if I do have any doubt, that could interfere with the process, that won't allow b'chol levovcho, which is the definition or part of the definition of kishetishtadel ledov kaboy. When I'm striving to get close to him, that means I'm doing tshuva, I want to do the mitzvahs, just for the purpose of doing the mitzvahs. I listen to what he has to say to me. I put my heart into it, my whole heart, meaning I don't have any doubts about anything. I've resolved the doubts. Michol Nafshecho, he says, I don't allow the taivus that I have. All my desires are going to be held at bay because I recognize what it means to connect with Hashem, which is more important than any of the desires, and allowing those desires to be active in my life and overwhelm me and push me in the wrong direction will interfere with that attempted relationship. And then Hashem is going to, when a person puts in all of these prerequisites, and which are defined as he's trying to get close to Hashem, he says, then Hashem will open up his eyes. He'll remove the mistakes, the confusion that he has in his seichel, and he'll be able to recognize the Tuv Hashem, and then the love will come behechruch. So I think that this is a formula for really reaching the ultimate levels of Avas Hashem. You know, when a person feels the love of Hashem, he's in a better position to recognize and to realize how much Hashem loves him. You know, kemayim aponim elponim, and that it could, psychologically, if I don't love him, I can't imagine he loves me. If I do love him, then I can certainly begin to feel that, which is such a powerful, and especially in these times, that it's maybe one of the most critical ingredients. And there is a formula that we have to work on. So I think that the goal, the definition of all of the previous points is hishtadlus ledov kaboy. I'm striving to get closer to Hashem. This Mesilas Yesharim, I think, brings a lashon that every mitzvah we look at, and we say that this mitzvah is an attempt, or is bringing me closer to that ultimate tachlis, which is dveikus b'Hashem, to be able to connect with Hashem, and that requires focus of issues and resolution of doubts, and requires a certain amount of self-control to not allow the taiva to take over, because when taiva takes over, it interferes with that realization. But this program altogether will bring a person to a level of recognizing the Tuv Hashem. And once a person recognizes the Tuv Hashem, it seems that the love just flows naturally.